Come in, come in. We're ready to begin our Monday Matter Bible study with Anointed Temple of Praise Christian Church. We're waiting for you.
Well, we hope and trust everyone has had a blessed day today and that you're settling in and you're kind of getting adjusted to this heat. This heat wave almost that's going through the Mid-South, but it was a little cooler today, but some areas are still experiencing some extreme conditions with their heating units, air units, and all of that. But we praise God for this day and for God including us in it, and we're certainly grateful for all that God is doing in our lives. We're going to go ahead and get started. We got a lot of ground to cover. We only did an abbreviated study on last week. Let us know the sound is clear and that you're getting a good signal. But we're going to see if we can't tackle, Lady Kim, this first and second chapter tonight and maybe just do a quick review from last week and then move right in. But we praise God for each of you and those of you who are tuning in. Give us an indication that you can hear us and that the sound is clear and the visual is clear. All right, well, let's have a word of prayer as we prepare for this time together. We're gonna be in Proverbs, the first chapter, and the second chapter tonight. Hopefully we can get through that. You think we'll be able to handle that, Lady Kim?
Hopefully we can plow on through.
Okay, all right, let's have prayer. Father, we bless you and we honor you. And we thank you for your keeping power. We thank you for continuing to bless us, even in spite of ourselves, for sustaining us in the midst of everything that we're going through. We pray your choicest blessing to be upon us as we engage in this time together. We pray for each person who will view this particular virtual Bible study and those who will see it later. And we ask, dear Lord, that you might increase our faith as a result of us hearing the word. You said faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word. So we love you tonight, we honor you, and we pray that needs will be met, lives will be changed, and we'll be better as a result of spending this time together. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and
amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
All right. Well, before we have a review tonight, Lady Kim, we had a powerful week all last week at ATOP, starting with our Vacation Bible School. And what a time we had in Vacation Bible School. Both the adult and the children and the youth all participated and had great attendance. And then we went right into our movie night on last Friday. And of course, this past Saturday, we had Big Dre's Barbecue Cook-Off, and it was a tremendous success, and it was improved from last year's cookout, and we had some 11 contestants that were in the running for being named as the number one barbecue chief, I guess. What
champs.
Would they call?
Cook-Off champs.
Okay.
Yeah.
For this one, and so we had three winners, first, second, and third prize, and we had a great success. And then Sunday, we, of course, recognized our graduates, and we had worship as well, and we had a great time in the Lord. Just anything else you want to share as you prepare to tell us a little bit about what the Lord shared with us through the message?
No, it was just a wonderful time last week. And we certainly want to thank all of those who participated in some kind of way, whether you bought a ticket for the barbecue contest. But we most certainly want to thank our chairpersons, the Ruckers, Sister Rucker especially, and Brother Rucker for their hard work, and Brother DeJuan Whitmore. My, didn't they work. And they did a marvelous job, as well as Sister Amelia Williams, in whom Big Dre's Barbecue is named after her husband, Andre Williams. Mm-hmm. So Big Dre's Barbecue is in honor of and in memory of Brother Andre, who was the grill master
at
ATOP when he was among us.
That's
so
right.
He's missed dearly, but his name and his fame will live on.
Live on.
Because Big Dre's Barbecue will always be remembered. As long as we're around, it's going to be remembered.
Yeah. And this is a powerful reminder, and we praise God for Amelia. And she just continued to serve. She continues to serve in the culinary ministry and doing an excellent job. And we have some dedicated and committed workers throughout the ministry. And I tell you, they were working like bees, and and they were really doing an excellent job in their presentation and the way they handle the people. And so we praise God for the ATOP Church family.
Amen. And we can't forget about those who work to serve the shelter and our seniors.
That's right.
On yesterday. Mm-hmm. We have a crew that prepares hot meals every fourth Sunday for our sick and shut-in and our senior members, and we service two shelters.
That's right.
And so we were able to take hot meals to the shelters on yesterday and to our sick and shut-in members and our senior members. Mm-hmm. So we thank God for all of the ministry that goes forth at Anointed Temple of Praise. We appreciate every single person because they do a phenomenal job.
It was a power-packed week, I tell you, and many labored long and strong, and so we praise God for their commitment. Well, what about the message yesterday, Lady Kim? Did you pick up any nuggets from the sermon? I've started this little series on relationships that's mm-hmm. dealing with insecurities, and mm-hmm. What did you find out from the word yesterday?
Well, your word is... the title of your sermon was, I Can Do Bad All By Myself.
Okay.
And I had to second that motion. You mm-hmm. can do bad all by yourself. You don't need others to surround you in order to do poorly. But you, again, were in the book of Job, mm-hmm. The second chapter, verses 11 through 13, where it talked about three of Job's friends. And when they heard how Job had suffered greatly, they came from far away, and they came to see about Job. But when they saw Job from afar off, they didn't even recognize him. Because remember, Job had, he lost all his wealth, he lost all his children, he lost his most of his possessions. But most of all, he was stricken with a sickness, boils all over his body. And I guess he was disfigured so that his friends didn't recognize him. But when they did finally recognize him, it says that they began to weep and wail and tear their clothes in grief, throwing dust on their heads. Mm-hmm. That's a way that they would mourn during that time. And then they sat on the ground with him, and they didn't say a word. Mm-hmm. And the Bible says that they sat there 7 days.
Right, right.
Because he suffered, because they saw how much he was suffering. And so can you imagine that Job was sitting there suffering, and then your friends come and sit with you, and they didn't offer any kind of assistance. They didn't do anything. They didn't say anything, you know. And so your point says you need to check your attitude.
That's right. That's right.
Check your attitude. Check why you're doing things, mm-hmm. you know. Try to be of assistance to somebody. Don't be a hindrance. Be a help. And then you talk about watch what you say. You know, they didn't say anything, but I guess they could have been a little more supportive of him,
right.
you know, because we found out last week that they said, you know, you need to curse God. His wife said, you need to curse God and die. And his friends was, you know, saying, well, what did you do, Job, to deserve all of this, you know? So you need to watch what you say. And then be mindful of who and what you allow to enter into your space that has been reserved only for God. Mm-hmm. So excellent points you brought out in the sermon. And, you know, we can do bad all by ourselves. We don't need other folks tagging along to help us feel miserable.
Pull us down. We need positive reinforcement. And that whole thing about watch what you say has to do with speaking positive instead of negativity, and making sure that you understand who you're listening to so that you can get clear instructions on how you ought to talk. And so when we hear God's voice, when we hear God and when we have relationship with him, then it gives us a sense of security in knowing that even when our friends, they don't provide for us what we need, then we know that we can always find our security in God. And Job remained faithful in the midst of everything that he faced. And he said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him all of my appointed time. He says, I'll wait for my change to come.
Amen.
And so Job remained faithful in the midst of his struggles, even though his wife cursed it, told him to curse God and die, even though he lost everything. The Bible says that in the end, Job received greater than what he had in the beginning.
Yes.
And so if we but remain faithful and continue to trust God, and even if people walk away and walk out of our lives, we have to continue to trust God in the midst of it all. And God has promised that he would never leave us,
yes,
nor forsake us. He said, I'll be with you always, even until the end. So you can do bad all by yourself. You don't need people just sitting around and not lending a helping hand. You can do bad all by yourself. Is that our good friend, Pastor Holmes, on
it
the
is.
Line?
Yes.
Good to see you, Dr. Holmes, all the way from Denver. And so we praise God for each of you who are on the call tonight as we prepare to delve in, jump into Proverbs, this first chapter. Now, just a little background. We did talk about it on last week about Solomon, who wrote the book of Proverbs, and he also wrote Ecclesiastes, and he wrote the book of Solomon. But throughout these scriptures, we see that the book of Proverbs, and as well as Ecclesiastes and Solomon, they provide wisdom, words of wisdom and understanding, godly wisdom, if you will, in terms of how to get what we need and how to use what God has given us, and then how to have priorities and principles as it relates to the issues that we have to deal with in life. And we talked, I think, last week, Lady Kimmy, there was an abbreviated study about how all too often people try to find a particular book that they want to start reading, and many will jump into the book of Genesis and try to read all the way through. But there are several books that you can focus on that will give you some principles, some powerful principles that will help you as you go through life, and I believe this is one of them. And we'll see some very interesting things coming out in this particular time that we'll spend together tonight. But Proverbs is divided into two divisions. The first chapter division of Book of Proverbs is chapters 1-9. And what we'll do with all of this, Lady Kim, we're not going to try to cover the entire book of Proverbs, but we're going to look at some portions of it, and we're going to talk about some of the key points, and then we're going to move to some other areas, but we're not going to be able to cover the entire book of Proverbs. But I think once we finish with our giving, you know, some finer points of some of the chapters, it will give the readers as well as the listeners the opportunity to just delve in for yourself, jump on into that word, and allow it to be a seed and fertile soil unto your soul.
Amen.
Anything else you want to add as it relates to the intro? All right, well, I think the first chapter of Proverbs, there are probably about 33 verses there. And really, in this particular chapter, Solomon begins to talk about the beginning of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And so that really sets the tone, and it sets the pattern for what is going to come as a result of all of these other chapters. But this first chapter, Solomon, he begins to reflect on his own life, and he uses some of his experiences and give people some definites as to how they can overcome some things and give them godly wisdom and give them some principles in terms of what they need in order to be productive.
Amen.
So let's do this. Let's maybe, you want to read the first 15 verses of that first chapter?
Okay.
And then we'll stop and we can hit a couple of those verses. And then we'll see if there's something that's just really kind of jumping off the page that we might need to, you know, bring some clarity to.
Mm-hmm. We're in Proverbs, the first chapter. I'm reading from the NIV version. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. For gaining wisdom and instruction, for understanding words of insight, for receiving instruction in prudent behavior, doing what is right and just and fair, for giving prudence to those who are simple, knowledge and discretion to the young. Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance. Mm-hmm. For understanding proverbs and parables, the sayings and riddles of the wise. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Listen, my son, to your father's instructions. Do not forsake your mother's teaching. They are a garland to grace your head and a chain to adorn your neck. Mm-hmm. My son, if sinful men entice you, do not give in to them. If they say, come along with us, let's lie in wait for innocent blood, let's ambush some harmless soul, let's swallow them alive like the grave and whole like those who go down to the pit, we will get all sorts of valuable things and fill our houses with plunder. Cast lots with us, we will all share the lot. My son, do not go along with them. Do not set foot on their paths.
Okay. And that's some powerful words of wisdom that we see just leaping off of the pages. Those were the first 15 verses of that first chapter of Proverbs. And as Lady Kim indicated, this really is Solomon as he's reflecting on his own life, and he's imparting this wisdom and he's sharing. And as you can see from that first verse, it really kind of sets the tone, because the scriptures are called Proverbs, which are ancient and wise and short sayings that are written by Solomon. Mm-hmm. And so was there any particular verse in those first 15 that really kind of jumped off of the page for you?
Well, the whole, like you said, they're written by Solomon, but I think the whole thing is to give instruction. The purpose is that man could understand and know and discern and receive instruction and correction. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. One of the things that it says when it talks about the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, that's verse number 7.
Right,
The fear of the Lord, if you don't fear God, if you don't fear the Lord, then you're a fool. Mm-hmm. It said, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. So there must be reverence and obedience to God. That's the foundation
right.
that we have to have. Fools or wicked men are people who are void of religion, void of the spirit of God, mm-hmm. void of that relationship with
right,
God.
Right.
They despise wisdom and instruction. So far from it, they're so far from it that they despise it, any means of getting it. They mm-hmm. despise it.
And they're considered the fools
they're
by what
fools.
Solomon is describing here. And so when you talked about the fear of the Lord, it's important that people understand that it's a reverence to God. And we have a right, a reason, and a responsibility as believers, once we've come in out of the darkness into the marvelous light, to really have a fear of the Lord. And that is really the beginning of knowledge. So we have to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, that can rightly divide the word of truth. And I think the enemy really lays in wait to try to attack those who are not applying the principles of the word to their lives, because it's almost like running out of gas or running on empty. You're just kind of out there running on fumes, and the enemy will come in like a flood and just distract you, as well as hinder you from being who God has called you to be. But our strength, our help comes from the Lord. And when we get into this word, we will gain wisdom and instruction. But if not, we will be like the fools who are described here. And we'll see later on that God has a anger for those who decide after hearing that they're not going to try to be obedient to what the word of the Lord says.
Amen. We have a few comments here. Sister Myra says, mind the company you keep because birds of a feather flock together.
That's a good
That's
one.
That's right. And you know what? My mother used to tell me that there's also guilt by association. Mm-hmm. That you could just be hanging out with the wrong people. And if they do the wrong thing, you can get in trouble just because you're with them or because you're associated with them. People will think that you have that same
That's
character.
Right. That's
so
right.
Birds of a feather flock together. And yes, you know, you got to mind that company. Company you keep. Sister Valerie said instruction will keep you on the path, it will keep you on the right path if you're following the right instructions. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Quali says it's important to note that fear is reverence for God, not just being afraid.
That's right.
That's right. It's reverence for God, reverencing God, not being afraid of Him, but mm-hmm. respecting Him to the highest.
Read verse 7 again, because that's key where we start, where He starts laying out the whole foundation in terms of what to anticipate and what to expect as a result of us reverencing and honoring God through the fear of the Lord. That's where that beginning of knowledge begins to take
Amen.
Place.
Amen. It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction.
So fools despise wisdom and instruction. And I think when he talks about fools here, he's really talking about the wicked people, those who have decided they're going to take a certain path in life that's not godly.
That's right.
And so as a result of that, they don't want to have anything to do with any godly wisdom or instruction. They want to get out there and try to make it by themselves and do what's ever necessary in order for them to get what they need, even if it requires killing someone
taking what
someone mm-hmm. else owns. And this is so powerful here because Solomon is sharing this wisdom so that it might help us to be better Christians. And we say that saying all the time, there's nothing new under the sun. And it's obvious here from seeing some of the comments that Solomon in the scriptures are sharing is that they had experienced some things back then that we too are experiencing right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so we're in the first chapter of Proverbs. For those of you who are just joining us, Lady Kim has already read the first 15 verses, and we're not going to cover each verse line by line and precept upon precept, but we're going to just kind of highlight some of the final points in some of these verses. If you have any comments, you can go ahead and list those, and then we're going to move and read the next 15 verses and just kind of do a recap. Is it 15 or 16?
It goes to 33:16-33
mm-hmm.
in the next
okay.
section.
Okay. So are there any other comments that came forth?
No.
Okay. Let's go ahead and read those because we're going to try to cover the first chapter as well as the second chapter tonight. And then that would kind of almost catch us up, but This whole book of study of wisdom is going to carry us probably to the end of the year because we're going to get intensely involved in looking at some of what's happening in, which book is that? Ecclesiastes and also in the book of Solomon. And you'll see some duplication that kind of carries throughout these books of wisdom that kind of parallel each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's go ahead and read starting at verse number 16. For those of you who are joining us, that's the first chapter of Proverbs, verse number 16.
Mm-hmm. For their feet rush into evil, they are swift to shed blood. How useless to spread a net where every bird can see it. These men lie in wait for their own blood. They ambush only themselves. Such are the paths of all who go after ill-gotten gain. Mm-hmm. It takes away the life of those who get it. Out of the open, wisdom calls aloud. She raises her voice in the public square. On top of the wall, she cries out at the city gate. She makes her speech. How long will you who are simple love your simple ways? How long will mockers delight in mockery and fools hate knowledge? Repent at my rebuke. Then I will pour out my thoughts to you. I will make known to you my teachings. But since you can refuse to listen when I call, and no one pays attention when I stretch out my hand, since you disregard all my advice and do not accept my rebuke, I in turn will laugh when disaster strikes you. I will mock when calamity overtakes you. When calamity overtakes you like a storm, when disaster sweeps over you like a whirlwind, when distress and trouble overwhelms you, then they will call to me, but I will not answer. They will look for me, but will not find me.
Mm-hmm.
Since they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord, since they would not accept my advice and spurned my rebuke, they will eat the fruit of their ways and be filled with the fruit of their schemes.
Mm-hmm.
For the waywardness of the simple will kill them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. But whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm.
Wow. Isn't that powerful?
Yes, it is.
So he uses the majority of those verses talking about some of the things that those who are fools really seek after and how they are out there just running loose, wild.
Running amok.
And running amok.
Mm-hmm.
And they are trying to accomplish all of these things within their own power and their own strength. But we know that it's not by might nor is it by power, but it's by my spirit, says the Lord, that I'll bring things to pass. And so he's continued to talk about some of the things that happen with fools. And it's almost as if when you look at it, Lady Kim, that the Lord says, I will laugh at your calamity.
Mm-hmm.
I will laugh at you because you have not received me, or you have not received the wisdom and the knowledge that I was trying to impart unto you. You did not recognize that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, but you figured that you had enough in your own strength and in your own power to get what you needed, even if it meant taking somebody else's life.
And stealing somebody else's property.
Yeah.
I mean, like you said earlier, there's nothing new under the sun. If we look at our society today with all the gun violence and murdering and everything that's going on, the shedding of innocent blood,
mm-hmm.
Drive-by shootings and innocent people, lives are being cut down. You know, they're breaking in and stealing things, breaking into cars and breaking into homes and taking the things that do not belong to them. That 13th verse says, they'll find all manner of precious treasures, filling their houses with spoil. That means filling their houses with the stuff that they steal from
mm-hmm.
other people.
Right.
God is not pleased with that.
That's right.
And he says that in the end, he's going to laugh at your calamity.
That's right.
In the end, when you call out to be rescued,
he won't answer
and he will not come to your aid. Why? Because you have chosen your own way.
That's
you have
right.
chosen not to heed the wisdom of and instruction that he has offered.
That's right. And so you have a couple of comments there that
yes, Sister Valerie says the tree of good and evil caused Adam and Eve to leave the garden, and now I see we have the opportunity to get wisdom, and foolish we have become.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess what she's trying to say is that, you know, when we had the opportunity to
mm-hmm.
have the tree of good and evil, but because of our sin, now, you know, we have the opportunity to get wisdom in another way,
mm-hmm.
but we choose not to.
Uh-huh. And so that's really kind of putting the nail in the coffin, so to speak, because that covers what Solomon is trying to express here. And but you know, the thing I like about this chapter, Lady Kim, is that even though there is a description of those who fear God and those who are fools, we see that God still extends an opportunity for them to get right if they decide that they're going to get on the right path. And I think that 33rd verse is really kind of a clear indicator of what God was making reference to as it relates to those who will hearken and who will hear his voice. He says, but whoever hearkens unto me shall dwell safely. That's that whole security thing he's talking about. You shall be secure in me. And there's going to be a whole lot of things coming at you from all different ways, all different kind of manner of evil. He says, you shall be quiet from fear. And so this is really what Solomon is trying to get them to understand, that you have a choice to make. And when you get to that place of trying to decide which way you're going to go, then you have to allow the fear of the Lord, the reverence of God, to drive and order your steps, because that's where you're going to receive the wisdom from. And so this author here, he really kind of expresses some very powerful principles. And if you would recap this and just kind of put it in a bow on it, if you will, Lady Kim, how would you kind of describe this first chapter?
Well, the author stressed that fear of God was the beginning of knowledge. And only those who were total fools would dislike the path of knowledge and wisdom. One must avoid the temptations put forth by sinful men. These men must be avoided so as not to be fooled by their evil promises. They will eventually lead themselves to ruin.
That's right.
Wisdom will seek those who are willing to heed its teachings. When an arrogant person refuses wisdom, he finds himself in trouble. Solomon explains that he will beg for wisdom, but wisdom will not be there to help.
Wow, isn't that something? And so we have an opportunity while the blood is yet running warm in our veins to get right with God, because time is filled with swift transition, and we can stay out there and think that we can make it on our own, but time is going to run out. And you have to make sure that you have made your calling and election sure. That is, making sure that you have accepted the Lord, you're walking in obedience to his word, you're living according to the mandate and the precept that's set by God. You're studying this word to show yourself approved unto God, so that when the time does come and the temptation does present itself, you know that you can be secure in God.
Amen. Yeah. That you won't fall by the wayside.
That's right.
Because there are many people and situations that will try to deter you and sway you and distract you to do the wrong thing. You know, and there are so many people out here now that are offering something that looks so good.
That's right. That's right.
But in essence, it's really bad.
That's right.
So we have to be as wise as serpents and harmless as doves.
That's right. That's right. I was thinking as you were talking, Lady Kim, we have to beware of being seduced by substitutes, because really that's what the fools are going after, the substitutes. And here Solomon is saying, no, God is the real thing. And when you seek God's face, and when you decide that you're going to walk in the fear of the Lord, that's reverencing God, honoring God, respecting God, and then being obedient. It's one thing to say, yes, I have accepted the Lord as my personal Savior, but your lifestyle, your behavior should match your belief.
Amen. Okay. That's good.
All right. Well, we certainly praise God for each of you. We are kind of wrapping up this first chapter of Proverbs, and I believe there are about 22 verses in the second chapter of Proverbs, and so we're going to read those, and then you want to maybe break those out and read half of it, and then or you want to go ahead and read all 22?
Well, what would you like?
Well, you could read half of it, and then we'll see where we are.
Let me see what 11 looks like. See if that's a good place to stop. Okay.
All right.
Yes. Well, stopping at 10, and then we'll
stop
go
at 10.
On.
Yes. All right.
All right. So we're looking at Proverbs, the second chapter. And let me read it from the NIV version. I have another version here on my paper.
Okay. Needing, as you're turning, this is really talking about the blessings of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And as we've already found out in the first chapter, that the fear of the Lord leads to wisdom. Lack of wisdom leaves one to folly and foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why God calls them fools in that particular chapter that we just finished reading.
Amen. Amen. Proverbs 2:1. My son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding. Indeed, if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as a hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom from his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He holds success in store for the upright. He is a shield for those whose walk is blameless. For he guards the course of the just and protects the way of his faithful ones. Then you will understand what is right and just and fair, every good path. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul.
Okay, that's verse number 10.
That's verse 10.
That's the second chapter of Proverbs, and that's the first 10 verses. And Solomon continues in the same vein that he left off it with in the first chapter, and letting people understand the importance and the significance of making sure that they receive the word and that they hide the commandments. That sounds like the Psalms, doesn't
it?
Yeah. That word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. And so we see that coming out here.
Yeah.
And he says also to incline your ear. Mm-hmm. That means to pay close attention, mm-hmm. that you absorb what is being said. Incline thine ear, mm-hmm. unto wisdom, and not just receive it, but you got to apply that.
Amen.
That wisdom. Apply thine heart to understand what you're receiving.
Amen.
And so we have to make sure that we're obedient. We have to walk this thing out. We can't just receive it and sit down on our blessed assurance and rest on our, what we've received, but we have to put it into action. James says faith without works
is dead.
And so we have to make sure that we not just be hearers of the word, but doers of the word as well.
Amen. Amen. It says that we have to listen to that instruction or refer to that instruction that's being taught to
mm-hmm,
us.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, we have to be doers of that word.
Right, right. So he goes on to just kind of lay everything out as he talks about sound wisdom and for the righteous, and how God will be a buckler to them as they walk, and that God will be a shield, a protection for them, and he will cover them and keep them. And I think that 8th verse says he keepeth the path of judgment and preserves mm-hmm. the way of the saints.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we're in God, we have security.
Mm-hmm.
We are secure in God,
mm-hmm.
and we have to trust the timing of God in our circumstances and our situations. Even when it looks like we're going through something that we don't totally agree with, many times what we have to go through in order for our faith to increase, in order for us to grow stronger, in order for us to move to the next level, is a thing that sometimes we don't want to go through.
That's right. That's right. And you know what? That brought a song to my mind. All night, all day, the angels
mm-hmm.
keep watching over me.
Okay.
When we take hold to God,
mm-hmm.
and we are redeemed of the Lord, and we keep his path of judgment, like that 8th verse says, he keeps us.
He keeps
us. You know, he defends us.
That's right.
He makes the way right for us.
Mm-hmm.
He keeps angels of protection all around us. So even if we are to go off the path and go up, he's still protecting us.
He's still protecting
us. Because we are his and he is ours.
That's right. So this is a powerful chapter here. We finished reading the 10th verse, and Lady Kim is going to pick it up at the 11th verse of the second chapter of Proverbs. For those of you who want to follow along, you're reading from the NIV version, I believe.
That's correct.
And so let's go ahead and read the remaining portions of this second chapter, which stops at verse 22, and then we'll come back and do some reflection.
Okay. It says, "A discretion will protect you, and understanding will guard you. Wisdom will save you from the ways of wicked men, from men whose words are perverse, who have left the straight paths to walk in dark ways, who delight in doing wrong and rejoice in the pervasiveness of evil, whose paths are crooked and who are devious in their ways. Wisdom will save you also from the adulterous woman, from the wayward woman with her seductive words, who has left the partner of her youth and ignored the covenant she made before God. Surely her house leads down to death, and her paths to the spirits of the dead. None who go to her return or attain the path of life. Mm. Thus you will walk in the ways of the good and keep to the paths of the righteous. For the upright will live in the land, and the blameless will remain in it. But the wicked will be cut from the land, and the unfaithful will be torn from it."
The unfaithful, the transgressors. That's who he's referring to.
Yes.
And it's so much in these latter verses, Lady Kim, that really, as we were talking earlier, many times we think that we're doing something new. Mm-hmm. But as you can see, all of this was happening back then.
Mm-hmm.
And so Solomon is He's pouring into us even today, as he was pouring into the people back then.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to be mindful of the words, and we have to avoid that which we know will lead us down a path that's going to cause destruction in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
John 10:10 says, "The thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus says, I have come that you might have life. And have it more abundantly."
Yes.
So that lets us know that even though the enemy refers us to the wrong way,
mm-hmm.
When we follow God and when we follow the precepts that's laid out, then we will go in the right way.
Absolutely.
And then we will have good success.
Good success.
We will have the abundant life.
Yes. Amen. Amen. And the other thing that I see here is that, you know, that discretion, mm-hmm. it gives us direction, you know, that discretion.
Okay.
When we turn to the Lord and we seek his path and his wisdom, you know, we are preserved through whatever we're going through. So it keeps us and preserves us and protects us and guards us.
So discretion gives direction.
Yes.
That's good. That's good. And so we have to be mindful of, which verse is that?
I went back to the 11th verse.
Okay. All right. That's powerful. And so throughout these latter verses, he's really just kind of laying out it that, and I think if we kind of try to wrap this up and kind of summarize everything, if we strive after wisdom and listen to words of wisdom seeking, it is like gold and silver, then we will develop the fear of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to seek after God. We have to call upon his name. We have to walk in his way. We have to abide in his will.
Mm-hmm.
We have to trust him even when we can't trace him.
Mm-hmm.
And God says, if you do these things, mm-hmm. then you're going to develop a security. You're going to develop a fear of the Lord. And so we have to be mindful of that even as we move forward. And so for whoever is still trying to find their way back to God, it's not too late. If God is still giving you an opportunity, you can seek the Lord while he may be found and call upon him while he's yet near. And don't wait until disaster strikes or everything is falling apart or the roof is caving in and then you're trying to pull your way out and trying to get out. But no, do it while you have a chance, because tomorrow is not promised, and we want to play and we'll extend ourselves beyond where we don't know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes,
and
yes.
Then we look around and disaster strikes, and then it's almost too late for us to get what we need in order to continue to be productive in God. Mm-hmm. But he talks about the fear of God right there. If we trust God and if we do what God requires, if we seek him, then that will develop the fear of God.
Amen. One thing I was thinking while you were speaking, you were saying if someone was trying to find their way back to God,
mm-hmm.
but also if someone is trying to find their way to God.
Okay.
Because there are a lot of people who are not yet saved.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we make the assumption that, you know, everybody that we come in contact with knows the Lord.
Right.
But everybody does, you know, I'm just saying this in general. I know you know this. But, you know, everybody does not know the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And so as people of God, we should not assume that just because we know God that the next person does.
That's right.
So we need to introduce them to this God that we know. Introduce them to life everlasting so they will not perish, so they will not go the way of the wicked and the foolish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because people have itching ears. They want to run to something that sounds good. But like the old folks say, everything that ain't good to you is not good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I keep forgetting I'm old folks now. So like we say, all right, everything that's not good to you is not good for you.
Okay.
So
okay.
We have to be careful about following the schemes of having our ears tickled and
mm-hmm,
itched
mm-hmm.
With things that sound good, you know, but in the end will lead to foolishness and folly.
Okay.
The wicked, because in the end it says the wicked will be what? Cut off.
That's right.
From the earth, and transgressors will be rooted out. That means that, you know, if we are striving after wisdom and listen to the words of wisdom, seeking it like gold and silver, then we are going to develop a fear of God,
right.
A reverence of
That's
God.
Right.
You know, not like Dr. Q said, not a fear of God, but a reverence of God. Not a fear like we're being afraid, but we will develop a godly reverence for God. Wisdom helps prevent us from falling into the clutches of an evil adulteress.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man.
And
Amen.
Talked about that.
Who seduces men and leads them down into the underworld.
Mm-hmm.
Wisdom has protective power. I like that. Wisdom has protective power. So when you're being wise, when you're following the words of Scripture, when you're heeding to what God is telling you, then you will have a powerful protection over your life. And there are benefits for walking in God's wisdom. Solomon is saying, my son, and you know, he's
the tutor.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Solomon is
the tutor.
Is the tutor.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And we're the students.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, let me just, and that's an excellent recap. And even as we're preparing to close out, we want you to go ahead and put any prayer requests that you might have, because it's important here that Solomon points out that for men, if you're not careful, then you can fall into the clutches of an evil adulteress, and that will lead you where you will be seduced, and it will lead you down into an underworld. But here's the key, Lady Kim. Not only will women seduce men, you follow? You see where I'm going with this?
Mm-hmm.
Men are also vulnerable. Not only the ones vulnerable, but women are too.
Yes.
And so you have to be mindful of this, because throughout the Bible, it places men and it gives a definition for man, but it's a broad understanding of what is being expressed here, that is for all of us to beware of the traps and the tricks of the enemy. And if you really want to understand how not to fall into the same trap over and over and over again, you got to stay in this word. You got to stay protected. You've got to make sure that you put on the whole armor of God and that you walk in that every day. Because the minute you decide you're going to leave off a piece of armor, that's where the enemy is going to try to come in and pierce you and throw you off track.
Amen. Amen. Do we have any prayer requests on tonight?
Is that my friend? What did he say?
Make it plain, Reverend.
That's right. So we just want to make sure it's a clear understanding of what is being expressed here. But we've covered both chapters 1 and 2 of Proverbs here tonight as we are trying to get back on track, because last week we had our Vacation Bible School and we only did an abbreviated introduction to Proverbs. That's the little dog. It should get the Holy Ghost every now and then and just start cutting up. I'm going to take out here to this pool and baptize her. Make sure. But no, seriously, when she hears Lady Kim's voice, she wants to come wherever she is. But we covered chapters 1 and chapter 2 of Proverbs, and so we want to see if there are any prayer requests or any information that you would like us to believe God with you about as we prepare to close out tonight. And we certainly praise God for each of you being on the virtual Bible study tonight. And we're looking forward to God doing great things through this study of wisdom as we move through these wisdom books and just allow God to saturate our hearts and our minds and our spirits with His Word.
Amen.
Do you have any requests, Lady Kim?
Yes, Sister Darlena Baker asked for justice in her son's death.
Okay.
We'll certainly be praying for that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And also, Sister Erin Jethro asked for prayer for her daughter's grandmother, Lois Barge Wilson, in ICU. Amen. Sister Myra, we're praying for your safe return. You're in Alexandria, Louisiana.
Okay.
I'm sorry, away
so
in
Sister
Louisiana.
Sister Myra went home, huh?
Yes.
Is that home? Is that home, Sister Myra? Alexandria? Louisiana?
She's in Louisiana, yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then Brother Robert Jefferson asked for prayer for his brother Eddie and sister-in-law Dorothy Foster in Holly Springs, and his Holly Springs, Mississippi, for their parents. Is
okay.
that correct?
Uh-huh.
For the parents of Eddie and Dorothy Foster.
Yeah.
All right. So the parents of brother Eddie and Dorothy Foster will be lifting them up. She said yes, that's home for her.
Okay.
Yes. All right, I'm writing this down so I can keep them on the top of my prayer list.
I thought I saw Sister Myra at church yesterday.
No, you didn't.
She usually stands up when I'm trying to move on in, and she'll let me know that I'm on the right road. I thought I saw her standing up back there yesterday.
That was the spirit standing in her behalf.
Okay, all right.
All right.
Is there another request there?
I don't think so.
Okay. And we have some standing requests that we always lift up and that we always pray for on our prayer list. And just to let the listeners know that we have several opportunities for you to pray, and we have an inspirational moment on Tuesdays from 7 to about 7:15. And then, of course, on Wednesday at 6 a.m., we have prayer. Well, Tuesdays at 6 a.m., we have prayer for our seniors on the call, and they're praying. And then on Wednesday night, we have intercessory prayer, where we have prayer going forth. And so all of these are mediums for you to stay connected, and we believe in the power of prayer.
Yes,
we know that
we do.
The effectual, fervent prayers of
yes.
the righteous availeth much. And God will open doors that no man can shut.
Hallelujah.
And He'll turn right around and He'll shut some doors that no man can open. And mm-hmm. so we believe in healing and deliverance. And we know that God is well able to do exceedingly and abundantly above any and everything that we can ever ask or think. And so I think when we push ourselves to just trusting God in that area where we're not sure or where we feel insecure, that we'll see that God will give us breakthrough mm-hmm. when he sees that we're stepping out on our faith.
Mm-hmm.
Because once we step out,
God will step in.
He'll step in every time. Mm-hmm. And so that's a word for somebody tonight to know that you can trust God. You know, when everybody else walks away and turn their back on you or let you down, you can always count on God.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, the hour is upon us. We have about 5 minutes. Anything we need to be aware of that's coming up this week before you close us out with prayer, Lady Kim?
Not that I can think of. Not all.
Well, we have a game.
Oh, we have
Redbirds game.
Right. Yes, we will be going. Those who purchase tickets, we will be going to the Redbirds game mm-hmm. this Saturday. The game starts at 6:30 p.m.
Okay.
And so we will be at the Redbirds game at 6:30 p.m. on Saturday.
Okay. And the Redbirds are the AAA team for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's almost like going to the big league professional game. And Memphis has one of the better stadiums in terms of AAA ballparks. And so it's an enjoyable experience when we go down there to see them play.
Amen.
Yeah.
And then they will have a fireworks display
mm-hmm.
after the game for the 4th of July holiday.
Okay.
So after the game, we're going to stay and see the fireworks.
You said this 4th of July is coming up already?
Yes, this is 4th of July weekend. Can you all believe it? This is July 4th weekend. Saturday is the 2nd. Sunday is the 3rd and Monday is the 4th.
Wow. So.
I believe.
I think you're about right. Let me, I can check it, but I think you're right on track.
So, yes, it's the 4th of July weekend. So, those who have purchased tickets, we're going to have a good time. Amen. At the Redbirds game.
Yeah, you got it right. The 4th is on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're moving. The June will move out of here on
Praise
Thursday.
Praise God. I get a day off. Yeah. Another day off.
All
got
right.
Juneteenth, and now here comes July 4th.
All
yes.
Right.
All right. Well, let's get ready to go to God in prayer. Are you ready for prayer on tonight?
Yes.
All right. Let's go to God in prayer. Precious Jesus, how we love you. We lift up our hearts and minds to you in prayer. God, we thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and most certainly all that you will do. We know you to be a God who is a healer.
Yes, God.
We know you a God, that you are a God who is a deliverer. We know you to be a God as a protector. We know you to be a God of more than enough.
Mm-hmm.
So we thank you for being everything to us and everything for us that we need. God, we lift up Sister Lois Barge Wilson in that ICU hospital room. We ask that you would touch her body right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We lift up the parents of Eddie and Dorothy Foster, God. You know what they're going through, God. You know all about them because you made and you created them. So we pray right now in the name of Jesus that your spirit, oh God, go and attend to those needs. We thank you, oh God, for traveling mercies for Sister Myra Shorter as she makes her way back to Memphis, Tennessee. We thank you that she has had an enjoyable time spending with her family. Now we ask that you will watch over and protect her and keep her as she makes her way back. Let her find things at her home the way she left it.
Yes, God.
We thank you today, God. God, we pray for Sister Darlena Baker. We pray for Sister Tierra Baker Montgomery, God. We ask, oh God, for justice in the murder of that son and brother, God.
Yes, God.
We ask that justice prevail, God, and we know it will happen in your time and in your way. But we, oh God, are calling on you to make it right.
Thank you, God.
We know, oh God, that the wicked are stalking us like a roaring lion. But God, we know that you have your arms of protection around us.
Yes,
and
God.
We ask that you go forth and continue to do so. But God, we ask you to intervene right now in the name of Jesus. We also ask you to intervene in that Coburn case, God.
Yes, God.
You can do it, God.
Thank you,
Bring
God.
To justice those who have wronged the saints. Bring to justice not our vengeance, but your vengeance,
Thank you,
oh God.
God,
be on their life. And we thank you for any decisions, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for pressing forward. We thank you for detectives, oh God, who are going to break cases. We thank you for people who are going to make confessions.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for people who are going to have remorseful, sorrowful spirits, oh God. We thank you that somebody's going to be saved as a result of some other wicked man's schemes, because we know those lives mattered, oh God. And something is going to happen, oh God, to bring someone to Christ because of what happened to someone else. So we thank you, oh God, and we bless you tonight. God, we lift up our pastor to you, God. Continue to crown his head with wisdom and knowledge, oh God. Be the wind beneath his wings as he continues, oh God, to look to the hills from whence cometh his
thank
help,
you, God.
And we thank you for making every provision for anointed temple of praise. We thank you, oh God, that the people of God are continuing, oh God, to be supportive of the ministry.
Thank you, God.
We ask, oh God, that you would bring in people from the north, the south, and the east, and the west.
Yes, God.
We need more laborers in the vineyard, God. For your word even says that the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. So we pray that you send more laborers into our vineyard, God, because the work is mighty. We thank you, O God, that you are not like man that you should lie.
Thank you, God.
We thank you, O God, that your promises are yea and amen.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, God, that you are with us, you go before us, and O God, that you will be with us always, even until the end. So we thank you for every listener on this Bible study tonight.
God. Yes, God.
We ask that the words of wisdom that we have discussed on tonight sink deep into our souls, oh God, and flourish like the flowers. So we bless you, God. We honor you. We thank you. We give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Thank
all
you,
all right.
God.
Even as we prepare for next week, you can start reading chapter 3, and then you can skip over to chapter 15, and we're going to skip around a little bit for this next go round, but we're going to try to wrap up next week in Proverbs, and then we'll settle in Ecclesiastes and really kind of move through there and kind of go through most of those verses. But thank y'all so very much for being a part of the study tonight, and we look forward to what God is going to do even as we go forward.
Amen. Thank you, everybody. God bless you.
Be encouraged.
See you next time. Bye-bye.